From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
During that time, I had an academy, which was a school with about 200 students. And it was from the teachers in that school that suggested we form a dance company. And since that very first year, the company has gone through three different stages. In the first 10 years, we were just a community organization, you know, just performing and having fun, choreographing. Parents made our costumes. And that is really how we grew with our roots in the community. And from that time, with Zenetta coming on, we then became a semi-professional dance company with the company members on a part-time salary, and then beginning to get grants from foundations and corporations.
Ann Williams, founder and artistic advisor for the Dallas Black Dance Theater. Founded in 1976 by Williams, Dallas Black Dance Theater is the 10th largest minority arts organization in America, the 4th largest black dance theater in the nation, and the oldest continually operating professional dance company in the city of Dallas. Located in a historic facility at the eastern end of the thriving downtown Dallas Arts District, Dallas Black Dance Theater is a nationally and internationally recognized professional modern dance company. DBDT engages the cross-cultural community through contemporary modern dance presented from the African-American experience. During its 40-year history, Dallas Black Dance Theater has performed on 5 continents, in 15 countries and 31 states, including 2 Olympic cultural events. Over the years, more than 4 million arts patrons and 2.6 million students grades K through 12 have experienced the dance company's performances and educational outreach programs. I'm Johnny O'Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, Dallas Black Dance Theater with Ann Williams, founder and artistic advisor, and Zenetta Drew, executive director, In Black America.
Well, first of all, we have 5 performing companies. We provide outreach services. We tour. We have a home season here in Dallas. And our touring is statewide, national, and international. In doing so, the main company of 12 performers is available to us 11 months a year. Then we have a DBDT Encore, which is a second group of professional dancers, and they're available to do outreach, educational programs, work in schools, do residencies, engage with the community at community centers and all types of events. And then we have an academy with over 500 students who we have 3 performing companies that come from the academy, and they also go out and do outreach and educational programs.
Zenetta Drew, executive director, Dallas Black Dance Theater. The mission of the Dallas Black Dance Theater is to create and produce contemporary modern dance at its highest level of artistic excellence through performances and educational programs that bridge cultures and reach diverse communities. With an ever-expanding national and global audience, the company enjoys a diverse, multi-ethnic troupe of dancers performing for audiences of all ages and background. DBDT serves more than 100,000 people annually, including more than 20,000 youths in grades K through 12 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area schools. DBDT offers community outreach services through workshops, lectures, demonstrations, master classes, residency, mini performances, and student matinees at design level elementary, middle, high school, and university students. Celebrating 40 years, Texas Cultural Trust named Dallas Black Dance Theater among 15 Texas Medal of Arts Award honorees for 2017. The event celebrated amazing Texans who have made powerful contributions to the arts in the state and around the world. Recently, In Black America spoke with Ann Williams, founder and artistic advisor, and Zenetta Drew, executive director.
Ann Williams, founder and artistic advisor of Dallas Black Dance Theater. And officially, I retired from Dallas Black Dance Theater 2 years ago and was called back during a transition time. So I founded the company in 1976. And so this year we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. I have a background in dance. My undergrad is from Prairie View, A&M University. I have a Master of Arts degree in Dance and Related Arts from Texas Woman's University, and a widow, and I have one daughter, and very active with my church in community organizations, and just happy to be around. 79 years old and still stepping.
I understand. Ms. Drew, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I began in 1986 with Dallas Blake Dance Theater as a volunteer. I committed for 2 hours for 2 days, and I have now just completed 30 years. It's been a very exciting time for me. I previously worked in corporate America for Arco Oil and Gas Company. My background is in accounting. I am a graduate of Texas A&M University Commerce, which was previously East Texas State University. At the time that I graduated, I was in the first class of three African Americans to receive an accounting degree from East Texas State University. And so I have been able to take those skills and business skills I learned in corporate America and use them for my community and for the advancement of Dallas Black Dance Theater. I am a mother. I have raised two daughters since I have been with the company as a single mom. And they are now grown, both graduates of Florida A&M School of Business, and they also are married with children. And so it has been a full circle for me to be involved with the company and grow my daughters. I am involved in the community, as is Ms. Williams, and excited to be here today.
Ms. Williams, what was it about 1976 that led you to form the Dallas Black Dance Theater?
During that time, I had an academy, which was a school with about 200 students. And it was from the teachers in that school that suggested we form a dance company. And since that very first year, the company has gone through three different stages. In the first 10 years, we were just a community organization, you know, just performing and having fun, choreographing, parents made our costumes. And that is really how we grew with our roots in the community. And from that time, with Zanetta coming on, we then became a semi-professional dance company with the company members on a part-time salary, and then beginning to get grants from foundations and corporations. And today, we consider ourselves that full-pledged professional dance company, the full institution. The dancers are on a full-time contract of 11 months out of the year. We have a full-time staff, full-time board, and touring, giving our own season, and the full gamut of all of the artistic services.
So was it difficult in finding dancers in the beginning?
Yes, it was, because Dallas, being in the South, is very difficult from New York, which is considered the mecca of dance, and many states and cities on the East Coast. So getting and finding the artistic excellence in the performing dancers that we wanted for our company did become a means of really, really marketing. But, of course, we started out with many of the dancers from the Dallas area, many coming from the Arts Magnet School, which is the performing arts school, which is in our neighborhood, and many of those students trained at Dallas Black Dance Theater. So from there, as we grew our marketing, our publicity, and the nature of Dallas Black Dance Theater being that great company that believed in artistic excellence was a marketing point then for other dancers wanting to come, because we had a full-scale series of performances, touring, and we paid our dancers.
I understand. Ms. Drew, when you look at the operation of the Dallas Black Dance Theater, is it different from any other operation as far as the funding and the expenditures that have to take place?
It is not different as a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
We differentiate by how we conduct our business and our organizational model for performing our services and managing the resources of the organization. We have an excellent board of 50 board members, community leaders, who helped raise money for the organization as well as provide fiduciary oversight and intellectual capital to help us put in the best practices and also be strategic with how we grow and develop the organization. What we do know that we have that is different is we have a passion and accountability that it has allowed us to not use nonprofit as anything other than a tax status. It is not our business model. And so in doing so, we believe that we are operating in some ways quite differently than many other organizations at this time.
When you all have basically a paid stamp of dancers, how does that allow you all to do what you do since most of the dancers are under contract?
Well, first of all, we have 5 performing companies. We provide outreach services. We tour. We have a home season here in Dallas. And our touring is statewide, national, and international. In doing so, the main company of 12 performers is available to us 11 months a year. Then we have a DBDT Encore, which is a second group of professional dancers, and they're available to do outreach, educational programs, work in schools, do residencies, engage with the community at community centers and all types of events. And then we have an academy with over 500 students who we have 3 performing companies that come from the academy, and they also go out and do outreach and educational programs. And so with this whole component of artists, we're able to serve many different aspects of the community at different levels.
Yes, they do. We hold auditions each year, but our dancers are on a contract, and of course they're evaluated each year. And if we are retaining those dancers, they do not have to re-audition. We now have, I would say, about half of our dancers that have been with us maybe 4 or more years, and some have been there as many as 8. And so each year we're bringing in 1 or 2 dancers that will come in to audition because they might be replacing 1 or 2 dancers that are leaving us. But on a regular basis, if they are evaluated at the end of the season, which is always May the 31st, before we hold auditions, then those dancers are retained for another year.
How do you all go about deciding what type of productions you all are going to present each year?
That is through an artistic committee that we have. The artistic staff, we generally look at our repertoire that we have had in the past, and we look at the new rep or the new choreographers that we want to bring in. And of course, all of this has to do with the working with the administration, especially with the marketing department, the development department, and of course with the financial department, to the finance department, to look at the budget. And that way we go into then, at the guidance of the artistic director, of setting the guidelines of what type of program we want, what type of season that we would like to have, coming up with a season brochure, a season slogan or motto, and we go from there in putting together 3 series of performances in November, February, and May.
I understand. If you're just joining us, I'm Johnny O. Henson, Jr., and you're listening to In Black America from KUT Radio. Ms. Williams, tell us about the Dance Theater Academy.
The academy consists of over 500 students. They are made up of ages 2, which would consist of a mommy and me class, all the way through adults. And the largest amount of students are those that come on Saturdays. There are classes for ballet, tap, modern, jazz, hip-hop. And, of course, there is a mommy and me class for 2 to 3-year-olds that have to come with their mommy. And that is always a fun class. But the academy, there are also teen classes, and there are also classes for adults. And it is a full-time series of classes that start in September and go through the end of May. And at the end of each series or end of each semester in May, there is a spring recital, and the students and the children, as well as the adults, are displayed in a spring recital before their parents in the community, showing the technique as well as some of the choreography that they have learned through the year. Our students really excel in the academy, and many of them go on to audition for performing arts schools. They also take summer workshops during the summer, and many of the national companies like ABT, New York City Ballet, Alvin Ailey, Dance Theater of Harlem, and they are very, very technically trained.
Ms. Drew, you said you started out with 2 days a week or something like that, and now you've been there some 30 years. What has it been like being there that long, and what have you enjoyed most of being a part of the Dallas Black Dance Theater?
I started out as a volunteer to do 2 hours for 2 days
okay.
to write a grant. But during that time, when I came to the organization, Mrs. Williams had been hurt seriously in a car accident. Mm-hmm. She was not on site. I knew nothing about the organization, and I was really doing a favor for a friend. In doing that, my job was to write a grant to the city of Dallas and to figure out where the organization was financially. What I've, since my background was from a financial point of view, I got there, and in a couple of days, I spent 12 hours the first day, 14 hours the next day. And what I figured out is that she was more than $123,000 in debt. Mm-hmm. We were on the college campus of Bishop College, which was closing at the time due to its own financial issues. Mm-hmm. And I was in a position where I could, at that time, spend some time to help this small organization. But what captured my attention was Mrs. Williams. When I did meet her and talk to her, she shared her dream of wanting to have a professional organization where dancers could be paid salary and respected as artists for the education and expertise that they had. She wanted them to have benefits. She wanted a safe, clean environment and working space for the dancers, be in rehearsal studios and offices. And she wanted to make sure that her dancers were known worldwide and that they had the artistic skill and capability to tour and perform all over the world. And that captured my attention because, having been in corporate America, I had not contributed anything back to my community. I had basically become very comfortable jumping out of helicopters onto offshore oil platforms and putting big money on books. And so I thought this was going to be easy. I thought in 2 years we could make this work. Where we are today is what I thought would take 2 years. It really took about 25 to get to that. But the hard work, the community support, Dallas's, the city of Dallas's support, the fact that we've now been able to perform at Olympics, we've been at the Kennedy Center, we've been at the Lincoln Center. She now has many dancers that are presidential scholars. She has 3 dancers right now on full scholarship at Juilliard. I think that what has captured me is the ability to make a difference in my community and be a part of the genius of Ann Williams and her vision for making Dallas and our nation a better place.
I know you two ladies can't do it alone, so who makes up the staff at the theater?
The artistic staff is under my control, mm-hmm. and I am the director of that group of very, very capable people. And Zanetta is in charge of the administrative staff, and I will let her tell you who that consists of.
On the administrative side, we actually worked up until for 32 years with out anyone other than Ms. Williams, myself, and a couple of contract individuals. Mm-hmm. Now on the administrative side, we have 12 full-time professional staff, and we have departments in finance, in fundraising, in marketing. We have facilities operation and coordination. We actually have been able to purchase a historic building in the Dallas Arts District, the former Moreland YMCA building, and renovate it. And so with that, we're able to provide access to the community for events and to the organization, but staff that actually functions and supports every business phase of the organization. So on the administrative side now, we have 12 full-time administrative staff.
And from the artistic, there is a technical director, there is an associate artistic director, there is a director, artistic director of our second company, There's an academy director, and then, of course, we have directors of all of our junior companies that come under the academy, as well as assistants and administrative staff. And we have on staff also 12 teachers.
When you speak of dance, are we speaking of other forms of movement, modern, jazz, tap, and African dance?
Yes, we are. The professional company is skilled in ballet and modern.
Okay.
For 5 days a week, there's classes from 10 to 11:30 that starts off the professional company as well as encore's day. They take class together. There's ballet on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and there is modern on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And those classes are for an hour and a half, which keeps the dancers intact. Besides that, the dancers are very skilled themselves. Most of them have full college degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are certified in yoga, Pilates. And then, of course, they all are teachers. So they're very much in control of their bodies. And many times before they come to a class at 10 o'clock, they have already been to the gym, or they have already been in a yoga class or a Pilates class, or as they finish their day at 5 o'clock, they're rushing to do that. A lot of the dancers teach special stretch classes. They do other movement classes, and they teach those at other academies throughout the city of Dallas. So we have a very variety of dancers that are very much in control of their body.
Do you all work in partnership with other community organizations in the city?
Yes, we do. For instance, Encore, as Annetta mentioned earlier, a second company, is really the company that does a lot of collaboration. In a few months or a few weeks, they will be doing a series of performances with the Dallas Symphony. They have done performances before with the Dallas Museum of Art. And last year was in a major production of Showboat with the Dallas Opera. And then, of course, we have also worked with the Dallas Theater Center. Just about 5 years ago, we produced the theater, The Whiz, moving play that was very, very dynamic, and people are still asking for that to come back. But collaboration is really the thing now that helps nonprofit and helps organizations like ours to survive. And we're very fortunate that in the city of Dallas, most of our support comes from communities and from foundations and individuals that believe in this type of collaboration. And it makes for a very vital and very viable, city for Dallas. And our arts community is very much alive.
How has Missy Copeland's achievements assisted you all in getting more students involved in dance?
I would say anytime there is a national figure like Missy Copeland, and way back in the days of Debbie Allen,
mm-hmm.
and back in the days of our first Miss Black America, we have a gamut of parents that then want their little girls or see that as a role model. What we've been able to do with the Missy Copeland role is that from her recognition and the association that we've had with her and through ABT, we have been able to send two of our teachers to ABT to be certified in the ABT curriculum. And that was one of the results of the relationship with the Missy Copeland publicity. And that has really been a plus for us, because now in our academy we have two ABT teachers that function with that ABT certification when they're teaching their ballet classes.
Miss Williams, when did you realize that when Miss Drew came on board and you all had worked together for a little while, you figured it out or thought this was going to be a dynamic team, you and her?
Well, I think we might still be figuring that out. Zanetta and I, we have this connection, and we work so hard till sometimes we never know what we are doing or what we have achieved until we are given the opportunity,
mm-hmm.
as we're being given now to talk to the nation and through your association that you're giving us this opportunity to talk about some of the achievements. But, you know, if you're working every day and you have a goal, that's your job and that's your goal. And the salary that we get, we look at it like our dancers look at their salary. We look for our paycheck and we want to know if we've done what we're supposed to do. So we all have goals. But back to what you're saying, it really does give us meaning. And as Zanetta was speaking a few minutes ago when she was relaying why she came on and what has happened in her life since she's been there and what she's been able to have contribute. And I realized the same thing, that this could not have been done without someone like her. Then this really lets us know that we have given back a service. But other than that, boy, we're so busy doing this service, we don't even know what we're doing every day. But, you know, it has been satisfying. And 40 years, we can look back and really say, oh, we did do this.
I understand.
Together.
I understand that you all were the recipient, one of 15 honorees for the Texas Medal of Arts Awards.
Yes, we were. And that was, I would say, one of the highlights of our 40th anniversary, to be one of the recipients with 14 other persons that we were on stage with and shared this opportunity. And for them to have chosen Dallas Black Dance Theater because of our arts education, and that's what we've been trying to stress through our academy all these years and with our funders, that we are interested in promoting arts education through our dance technique classes. And then to be honored and rewarded for it, that was quite an honor.
But considering where we started, and that's from a budget perspective, when I joined the company, the budget was less than $200,000. Last year, our audited figure was $4.9 million in revenue. And so when we look at that, we have grown tremendously in scope of services, generation of earned income, contributions, and all those things that grow a budget. But our services are also grown from 30 services per year to over 600.
Zanetta Drew, Executive Director, Dallas Black Dance Theater. Ms. Drew and Ms. William joined us from the KERA studios in Dallas, Texas. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to your future In Black America programs, email us at inblackamerica@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Remember to like us on Facebook and to follow us on Twitter. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Until we have the opportunity again, for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm Johnny O'Hanson Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.